Facebook is after your children, their chats, at least.
There is a possibility of creating dossiers about children and the things that they do and the things that excite them and engage them.
From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. Facebook this week announced Messenger Kids, a way for children age 6 to 11 to chat with each other using profiles that are set up under their parents' accounts. That gets around COPPA, the federal privacy law that prevents companies from collecting data about kids under 13. And the new app would require parents to be Facebook friends if their kids want to chat. Messenger Kids was announced on Monday morning, and it has been quite controversial since then. Amanda Linhart researches how kids use technology. She's the deputy director of the Better Life Lab at the think tank New America. And I asked her whether people actually want their kids on Facebook.
A good amount of trust is required. Facebook is acknowledging what we know through data and through, you know, anecdote, which is that kids are already using these platforms. And so on one level, they're giving kids a space and giving parents a space where they can do the things they're already doing in a way that makes parents feel a little bit safer. On the other hand, is this also a bit of a grab for eyes?
It is, right? This is to some extent Facebook saying, please don't go to Snap or Musical.ly or any of the other platforms that kids might be exploring right now.
It is. But on the other hand, this is something where kids are fickle, right? Adolescents regularly move from platform to platform following their own network of friends and interests. So, you know, you can set yourself up to have a whole cohort of kids who are comfortable on your platform, but that doesn't necessarily mean you'll retain them into adolescence.
What is the data sharing potential in terms of gathering data about the communications of the children?
Well, Facebook says in its communication about this product that they aren't going to necessarily at least serve ads to children and use the information that they have about what you do on the platform to target you. But as I understand it, some of the fine print suggests that they will collect information to make the app and the experience better and all the other things that Facebook does do with the data it collects. And so there is a possibility of creating profiles and dossiers about children and the things that they do and the things that excite them and engage them.
Well, and we know Facebook has a tendency to sort of launch first and monetize later. Does the sort of announcement literature seem to leave open that possibility of ads in the future?
You know, I think that COPPA makes it very difficult to, it's about protecting kids and their personal information and how you share it and being able to target ads. It's not clear to me whether that's something they would be able to do easily or without a lot of sort of public pushback.
So do you think it's inevitable for kids to be on social media?
There certainly are children who don't get to go on social media, who whose parents prevent them from using it. But I think so much of life, particularly for adolescents, is now mediated through these platforms. This is where you meet your friends. This is where you find out what's happening. This is where you learn about all the things that are in some ways most important to you as a teenager and things about your friends. And so not being on these platforms pulls you away from a really important part of our social world. And I think it's hard. It can be very hard for kids to avoid that.
Do you have kids? Would you use this?
You know, it's an interesting question. My 6-year-old nephew just texted me via his mom today to send a message to my 5-year-old. And so I actually thought about it this morning, looking at his message and thinking about, well, would these two enjoy having a way to communicate with each other that was mediated and kind of secured by parents? And for a 5- and a 6-year-old or a 6- and a 7-year-old, yeah, maybe this might be the thing to do.
That's Amanda Linhart from the Better Life Lab at the think tank New America. Now, my 10-year-old recently told me what he thinks of Facebook. He said he thinks it's a boring place, like for parents. So maybe I don't have to worry about this. But tell us what you think. Would you let your kids use Messenger Kids? Do you trust Facebook? Send us an email and let us know. mptech@marketplace.org is our address. I'm Molly Wood. This is APM. Thanks for listening to Marketplace Tech. Here is an investment opportunity for you with a guaranteed return. When you donate to support Marketplace today, your gift will be matched dollar for dollar by our friends at the Candida Fund. Listeners like you who give to Marketplace do more than help keep the show on the air. You also help us grow and get better. It's a way to directly support independent reporting and journalism you can trust. So don't miss out on this chance to make your donation go twice as far. Give today at marketplace.org, and thank you.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.